It's an extraordinary day. I mean, this is the day when we celebrate that there is a pillar of hope, the basis from which we can go forward and solve the climate problem. And I think of this as an extraordinary milestone. It's not the last, but it's going to be moving forward from a base. And as we go, ratcheting, improving, we had to start here, and this is just a powerfully important day.
Is it anything more than symbolic? I mean, what is going to happen now in terms of actually tackling this huge global problem?
Well, that's really why we're here today. Many of us from the civil society are saying we have now to really bring our forces to bear on building support for it, making sure that those commitments that have been made by nations are fulfilled. And the players inside those countries are supported as well. So, for example, it's really important that the public be rallied to support this commitment, and many of us are responsible for presenting messages, information that says climate change is a really important problem that we must address now and hold our leaders accountable for.
So does this coming into force trigger any sort of initial steps, any initial actions that people have to follow through on now?
Well, it must indeed, and many of the representatives here are working toward actions that will reduce emissions, working with industry, investors, working with national governments, of course, to set policies in place. We ourselves are trying to establish that there's a sense of urgency. It needs to happen now, and that these actions that are taking place, even as we speak, are ones that must occur as soon as we possibly can have them take place.
The commitments made in Paris are on a sort of national level, but obviously every strata of society needs to do its bit, doesn't it, in a way now?
Well, it does, and it was really striking in Paris to see that while the commitments are national, that underlying it were civil society, corporations, nonprofit groups and foundations, a whole range of societal groups, that said, we must make this happen, and which will support the national commitments.
The current rate of warming is higher than we thought when the Paris Agreement was signed back in December 2015.
Yes, the latest UN report says that it might be somewhere between 2.5 and 3.5 degrees. So we've got our work cut out for us. But we knew all along that the Paris commitments were not sufficient even to reach to the 2. And so setting still higher goals, moving forward now on the current goal, but also taking additional actions to make sure that we can get to 2 or even 1.5, which is the aspiration, of course, is the call to action for us and the colleagues that we have who are in the business of conveying the scientific facts of climate change and the impacts associated with it. We think that it's powerful that Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and the negotiators have recognized these scientific facts that we have been speaking about. So in that sense, we are very happy to contribute and we'll continue to do so.